Yes, it is. It's time for the good stuff. Mike and Kim, proud to be your hosts.
Indeed. Actually, it's very exciting. And we want to add from everyone at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May the coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, selling, well, they read Tri-State Livestock News. And it's not for everyone, but I think if you check it out, you're going to like it. It's a weekly Bible covering all corners of agriculture. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Something that Jim Thompson passed along to us today. I lied to my boss every single day. I'm 72 years old. I'm a deacon at my local church. I pay my taxes. I've never even gotten a speeding ticket. But for the last 9 years, I've been running a scam right under the nose of the corporate management at the Second Chance store. If they found out, they'd fire me before I could hang up my apron. But I don't care, because in a world that loves to strip people of their pride, I found a way to give back. My job is simple. I sort the donations. I tag the jeans, the coats, the work boots that have a few miles left in them. Most customers don't look at me. To them, I'm just part of the furniture. But being invisible has its perks. It means I see everything. I see the single mothers calculating the price of school shoes against the price of groceries. And I remember the boy. It was mid-November in our rusty little town. The wind was already cutting through the streets like a knife. He walked in wearing a hoodie, so thin that I could see his t-shirt underneath. He couldn't have been more than 14. Skinny, shivering, with that guarded look. He went straight to the coat rack. He found a heavy navy blue parka, brand name, downfilled, barely worn, priced at $25. A steal for regular folks, but a fortune for him. I watched him from the corner of my eye. He held the sleeve, feeling the warmth. He checked the tag. His shoulders dropped about 3 inches. He didn't groan. He didn't complain. He just carefully put it back on the hanger. My heart hammered in my chest. I couldn't just hand it to him. I've learned the hard way that charity tastes bitter to people who are trying to survive. If you offer a handout, they feel small. They feel like a project. So I grabbed the coat and intercepted him at the counter. "Hey, son," I called out. He froze, looking ready to bolt. I didn't steal nothing. "I know," I grumbled, putting on my best grumpy old man act. "But I got a problem. This coat here, it's got a defect. Zipper sticks at the bottom. Store policy says I can't sell damaged goods for more than $3. You got $3? He looked at me confused. "The tag says 25. "Tag's wrong," I lied, peeling the sticker off. "I'm the inventory manager. I say it's $3. You want it, or do I have to toss it in the bin?" He hesitated, searching my face for the catch. Then he dug into his pocket, pulled out 3 crumpled dollar bills. "Yeah, I'll take it." He put it on right there, zipped it up, perfectly smooth, of course, and stood a little taller. He didn't look like a shivering kid anymore. He looked like a young man who had made a smart purchase. He looked protected. "Thanks," he said. "Store policy," I muttered, turning away so he wouldn't see my eyes watering. That was the beginning. Over the next few years, the store policy became my secret weapon. When Mrs. Miller, a widow living on Social Security, needed a toaster and only had $5, the $20 model suddenly had a dented cord discount. When a young father needed steel-toed boots to start his first construction job, I invented the Tuesday morning workwear clearance. I kept a ledger in my head. I'd pay the difference out of my own pocket when the drawer count didn't match, or I'd mark items as unsellable or discarded in the system. I was terrified of getting caught. Then, one afternoon, a woman in a cashmere scarf caught me in the act. She watched me sell a pristine baby stroller to a terrified young girl for $10. After the girl left, the woman approached the counter. I braced myself, expecting a lecture or a threat to call the manager. Instead, she slid a folded $100 bill across the glass. "For your inventory errors," she said, winking. It rippled out from there. Quietly, the regulars caught on. They never said a word aloud. They'd just buy a $5 trinket, hand me a 20, and say, "Keep the change for the next time the system acts up." Well, folks, I apologize, but I don't have time to finish this one today. So tune in again tomorrow at this same time, same station, when you can get the rest of the story. I am going to leave you with this. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board opens the doors for Valentine in the Cherry County area. Come and visit us sometime. Bull Bash, 25th annual event, February 14th. And by the way, that's Valentine's Day. So a lot of things going on in the Heart City. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Let's leave with some wisdom, Mike. The best way to keep children home is to make the home atmosphere pleasant. Well, that and let the air out of the tires.
That'll work too. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.